evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Getty. Good evening, Alex.
Good
day.
How are you?
I just wanted to thank you for 30 incredible years of music, and I had a question for you. How do you determine whether you do newer or older material on the set list, and do you have a preference for either or?
Well, it's actually very difficult picking the songs for a set. Before the Vapor Trails tour, Alex and I sat down and listened to most of our records and most of the songs, even if you just get halfway through them, just to remind yourself what they're like and see if you could, which ones might work bringing them back. And we always, of course, want to play at least 3 or 4 songs from the new album, because that's the stuff you're most excited about, and it's also the biggest challenge to perform that because it's new. But we also recognize that we have 30 years of history, a lot of albums, and a lot of fans come to the shows to hear particular songs that mean a lot to them. So we just try to balance it out, and it is a very difficult process. And when we first, the first set list we usually end up with is about 4 hours long, and then we cut it back to 3 hours from there and hope that we've covered most of the bases. On the last tour, we started rotating songs on a nightly basis, changing a few here and there, and I think that works very well. Keeps us fresh, and it keeps the set changing, and I think that's something we will probably do in the future a little more.
We want the 4-hour show. Come on, give us the 4-hour show.
We're too old for 4 hours.
4 hours, my gosh. You guys had dropped Closer to the Heart, giving it a rest this time, but you brought it back for the Latino audiences, right? For Mexico first, and then for Brazil as well.
Yeah, apparently it's a very popular song down there, so we thought we would bring it back. We hadn't played it, as you said, during the tour, and hadn't played it since the last tour, so we suddenly were stuck in this position where we had to rehearse it and learn it, and it was during soundcheck in Mexico City that we ran through it a couple of times, and it all came back, surprisingly.
Yeah, pretty quickly.
But you do have to draw the line someplace, and I'm sure for Rush fans they'll go, well, where's this, where's that? But you got to look at what's on the DVD and in the triple CD, because it's just an outstanding selection, and it includes the spirit of radio.